to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
You will break through every resistance, and you will call the power of God to locate everyone, both those that are online and those that are in this auditorium. Be glorified, Lord Jesus. We ask that only you will be seen today, only you will be glorified today, only you will be celebrated today. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven, and let your children be truly blessed by the very words that come from your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, put your hands together and bless the Lord if you are seated here. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 1, I want us to read before we take our seats very briefly. So, shortly after now, we'll begin to progress from Genesis chapter 1. But there are still certain matters that are very important, you know, in this chapter. And God's word is new every morning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. That means the earth was shapeless and it was empty. But that was not what God created. Concerning you, that was not what God created. When God, whatever God does, has two versions. There is a heaven side of it, there is a earth side of it. The heaven side of it speaks to the spiritual dynamics that we orchestrate and control everything that will materialize and will be seen by people. So there is a heaven side of your destiny, and there is a earth side angle of your destiny. You must understand this, because something as magnanimous, as huge, as behemoth as this earth, God even didn't just create it. There was a heavens and the earth. There's always a spiritual side, and there's also a natural side. People need to know, because sometimes we are chasing the earth. Why? What we should be seeking for is the heavenly. Hallelujah. There is nothing a man will lay hold on. There is no amount of laying of hands and laying of legs that will change the order of heaven. There is a heavens and there is a earth. The first pertains to the heavens. And when you see people running up and down, it's because many times they do not know that what you need to be worried about is the heaven side of things. When you find out the position of heaven, the location of your heaven, then you can plot your graph properly. God in the beginning created the heaven and then the earth. The earth is a child of the heavens. Please take your seat. Again, I am confronted with a problem or a challenge that seems to be prevalent, that a problem that seems to be popular. The average Christian or a person who says, "I am a believer," cannot boldly tell you how God works. A person who declares and claims to be a Christian cannot tell you this is the way of God. So we have a large number of people. We have a great multitude of people who associate with the name Christ. But yet they know nothing of the ways of Christ, because a generation rose at a point and they had, for us to appreciate what Jesus Christ was, they, behind every truth of God's word, they had to put a blessing behind it. They had to make it make sense. If not, nobody will listen. Please stay with me. When the Lord visited the earth in Genesis chapter 1, and he saw that this was not what he has created, the same way the Lord visits our house, our houses, our lives, our lands, many times, and he realizes that what many of us are doing now has no bearing with the original intention. I want you to know that if it was actually possible for the earth to go out of course, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, and the earth was a direct creation of God, it means that even despite best intentions, something that God desires can go in another direction. Please hear me. If the earth that God created was found to be formless, then it means that despite best intentions, a man who God has great plans for, something can happen to his destiny. Are you with me? So, why are we coming to this church, Harvest Word? Because we don't just want you to be well. We want to raise a lot of doctors here. Spiritual doctors. People who, by reason of use, have their senses trained to discern between good and evil. People who, by reason of use and experience, because there is a doctrinal side of things, there is also an experiential side of things. What that means is that after I have known something doctrinally, I must now experience it to be able to lay hold of his power. The inability or the failure for us to lay hold on these things are the reason why we know many things today that are not working for us. Are you here? Please stay with me. An average Christian today, if he prays for you, is not sure if God will hear. Daniel said to the king's servant, "Give me one night." Now, I thought about it. If I was the one, that one night, I will worry and cry all through. Because God is in heaven and I'm on earth. What is the guarantee? How long will it take a mortal man to get the attention of heaven and come back with an answer? Have you ever thought about it? Do you know that for a man to tell you, "Give me one night," it means he has tried it before. Hello? Are you sitting here? Listen, that you are a housewife doesn't excuse you. Because when your David will face Goliath, you do it alone. Nobody can help you. Your brothers may be there on that day. They can't help you. The king may be there on that day and they can't help you. But can I present to you a more formidable enemy of a David? It's not Goliath, it's Saul. David, with one stroke of his sling, brought the head of Goliath down. Saul was in that camp. Saul hid from Goliath. He could not face him. Yet, David fled for almost 30 years or thereabout from Saul. The one that could not kill Goliath wanted to become a David slayer, and David could not kill him. Don't underestimate the enemy of your friend and assume that because your friend was able to defeat that enemy easily, it's going to be a piece of cake for you. You are only entitled to lay claim to what you have experienced. You know, John was speaking to us. He said, "We only speak about the things." We are only permitted to speak about the things which we have what? We have seen. Which means that the first layer of spiritual authority that comes to a man comes from revelation, the things he has seen. You didn't hear that one. That's why you're looking at me. You didn't hear it. I didn't say you heard. Where is that scripture? 1 John chapter 1. Is it chapter 1? I think it's chapter 1. If you get it, just give it to me. John chapter 1 verse 1. So when let me tell you something, because some people come to church but they leave their brains at home. Hear me. Can I'm your pastor. You are permitted to copy me. People don't know. You are permitted to copy me. Sometimes, I may not even have all the time. And I don't copy this one now. I may not have... Okay, copy it. I may not have all the time sometimes to even start my day with the Lord for 2 hours. Sometimes. But you know, once I step out, I'm in the car, my driver is taking me out. Then I stop. Check my phone. I do other things. So in my car, I am the one who has the sole authority to determine the kind of song that is played. That radio is not at the, it's not for my pilot to relax. It's not for him. If I do not feel like listening to the news, I have a compilation of my own songs, about 60 of them, on my hard drive inside the car, and they play. They play. Because when it comes to revelation, I want to say something, but I don't want you to misunderstand me. Please hear this, but don't misunderstand me. Have you heard the word vibration in New Age? Those of you who are familiar with New Age, they talk about vibration energy. It is vibrational energy that those in Ekanka use when they say, ooh, and they chant it. They are trying to trigger a particular soulish frequency. When Elisha asked the people around him to get him a ministry, what do you think he was trying to do? There was a spiritual frequency that he needed to hear God. Please understand that this man carries the double portion. Yet, there was a time that even him could not hear God without a ministry. Which means one of the frequencies any Christian can use to stimulate the atmosphere is music. Are we together so far? Now you heard it, but whether you practice it is another thing. Because what that means is that you will now have to go and look through your phone library or your music library and choose the kind of songs that can work for you. Because what works for me may not work for you. Because put up 1 John chapter 1. He said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and then we have what? Did he say they saw? So listen to me. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 that we read. Genesis 1:1. Go back there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness, an element that was not part of the equation from beginning. That darkness had become something that everybody was used to, but it was not there from beginning. The same way when I tell you that sweat is not part of your DNA, just because you grew up and met it like that does not mean that is the kingdom order. You heard it, you would have jumped up. Because listen to me, we have lived and believed a lie for so long that we now think it is normal. Man never sweated until he rebelled and he was under a curse. Sweating, when I say sweating, I'm not talking about this water that flows from your face. I'm talking about struggle. When someone taps you and say, what I do with your life? You say, I don't know. We are just trying to try. You sell garri today, then you sell rice tomorrow. And then you decide to be a shoemaker. Not because you are led by revelation, but because you are trying to try. The earth was without form and darkness, something which represented the moment something was wrong in that atmosphere. The element that controlled that narrative, which was without form and void, was introduced to us. And that element was darkness. That wherever the light of God does not exist, you will see people living shapelessly, formless. You will talk to them, they will tell you, "I believe, man of God." They will never do anything about it. This is the March, is it 15th? 15th. People have heard me in this church from the March 1st. They have still not done anything about their business. They are waiting for God. Who needs the money? The scripture says, and God declared, he said, "If I was hungry, will I tell you?" Say no. Do you know that your nature, being an aggressive person, may be working against you? It takes revelation to know, because you always believe you know what you are doing, which is why you are not making progress. Because nobody wants to offend you, they will not leave you and be watching. "Ah, sister, God bless you. Sister, God bless you." Listen, God sits in heaven. He doesn't mind though. Whether you come to heaven now or later, it's up to you. If you do not take care of yourself, take care of you. Keep eating shawarma up and down and drinking several. Sir, Pastor, I must drink at least one bottle of Coke every, at least, which means sometimes it takes two. You have no plan for working out or taking steps. I was listening to an Indian doctor. Because me, I follow strange people. An Indian American. And the man said to me, he said to me because it was a revelation for me. The man said the first key to resetting and repairing your body is to stop eating breakfast. Yeah. That's a lie of the devil. The doctor said, and I'm just telling you, whatever excuse you have for not doing what you're supposed to do today, is your own excuse. And the result of that excuse will also be your own. This year, advising people is not one of the assignments God gave me. As part of the year of our dominion and influence, I started a new YouTube channel to teach corporate people things they need to know. Some people I know in that WhatsApp group. It's not because I'm interested in you. How much will YouTube pay me? I cannot put my life income on an algorithm that I don't know whether it will go up or come down. But I put it there. You cannot accuse me I have not told you all these things. Whether you do anything about it or not, it's not completely up to you. But I can assure you, you will not meet me here this time next year. I would have grown. If we're in the same house and you don't eat and she is eating, will you be the one gaining weight? No, you will lose weight, she will gain weight. That's the way life is. You want God to come and feed you? The doctor said, the first key, whatever is wrong with you. The doctor said, whatever is wrong with you. Huh? He said that statistically, fasting can solve 90% of all diseases. Fasting. Say, only eat once a day. This is an Indian doctor. Even his cap, you would know he's probably a Hindu or something. But he was preaching the gospel. Pastor, I'm trying to watch my weight. You will never... You will never lose weight. You will never lose weight. Haven't you seen people you knew on campus when all of you were hustling and they look very pretty? Now they are working in banks, they look ugly. You've not seen them? Okay. You know, it's people like me that will say it. I have them plenty. People that I know. Very attractive. Now that they have money, they look extremely ugly. It's not everybody that is fine, though, let's face it. It's not everybody that is handsome. Abiola was not handsome, but he has a very handsome pocket. The first key to stepping into dominion is revelation. The problem with revelation is that it is not cheap. It's just like when you use Claude or Cursor or ChatGPT, and they tell you they allocate tokens or credit to your paid account. And for all you free users of ChatGPT, after you put 5 things, they'll tell you your daily something else, so that from now we'll be giving you error, wrong answers. Or you create another account. Those ideas only come from Nigerians. Have you ever thought about actually paying? When you look at someone that has done something great, have you ever thought of paying? I built a software in January. I built it and to review CVs. All the people who reached out to me in this church wanted it for free. All. Meanwhile, that thing cost 60,000. And I told my office people, bring it down to 30,000. Somebody is here asking me, is it for free? Can you see why the scripture says, buy the truth, do not sell it? Even to save the world, Jesus had to die. God paid a price. Do you see why sometimes people are praying? Even God and Satan have agreed that those people should be ignored. Because the nature of this life, to make progress, there must be sacrifice. You have gone no more. Are you listening? The church is getting quiet. That means I'm making sense. I was in the bank for 13 years. Do you know what they kept telling me in the first 5 years? Work hard, put your head down, don't worry, we are going to promote you. All of them left that bank. The day I realized that I was alone in the bank, it was late. That's why Sheun, you remember when Sheun told me, that he wanted to change bank, I told him, move. If you work in a bank, that is not one place you want to stay for too long. In the name of, I love the name of the bank. What's in a name? Al Jazeera, Jaiz, whatever. I don't care. Can you pay my money? Do you understand? So I work with GTB. What does that even mean? There's nothing like GTB. Even since they changed the name, they destroyed the brand. GT, what GT Key? Please. You don't know. There's what we call brand capital. There are things you never touch. The moment you become known with that name, you don't touch that name. Something will start going wrong in your life. The first key to gaining mileage is revelation, and that revelation must be personal. If you work in an organization where the most senior official earns 550,000, I think we have organizations like that, but whether government or Pastor Kwe, in government circle, 600,000, seven, like max, maybe director. I'm not the one they are stealing, the real salary. So question, if you're in that kind of a place and you don't have your own business, how do you expect to be better than the director there when the director is earning 500? How long will it take you to become a director? Why are you deceiving yourself? Why are you looking for portfolio and title when that title only has the value of 500? When you can be in your house, take the next 3 months, 6 months, train yourself and put yourself on a platter where you can actually leave that place, or start something by the side and you are living two lives. Instead of wasting your time, put on your Don't provoke me. Put on your, bring, if I just get provoked now, I will ask you to bring out phone and tell me the first thing that pops up on your Instagram. You will know how far away you are from the will of God. The metrics that is being used to determine how successful a person will be for those at the top is different from those at the bottom. Those at the bottom level, they are more concerned with being able to feed, manage their lives. Those at the top, the metrics are even higher. And the good news is that there is room for you at the top. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
If you are interested. Please tell your neighbor if you are interested. There's room for you at the top. The brother that I prayed for, you know, as I was looking at you this morning, in Abuja, that God gave $1.2 million, that looks exactly like you. Eh? Like, you will see someone like him is young, handsome. $1.2 million. How did God determine in that place, and he was sitting at the back, that this one will collect $1.2? I don't know if you are with me. Oh. God doesn't look at face. Oh. God looks at heart. It is men that look at faces. So please, for whatever it is worth, as God is looking at your heart, make sure your face is also good. Use your perfume, use your makeup, Mary Kay, K Mary, whatever it is that works for you. Wear your wig, and please change the wig from time to time. It won't be good that when I dream about you, I still see you wearing that wig in the dream. There's nothing wrong with it. I just say, like, this is not really you. So try to change. Sometimes play the air, like say anyway, you know, play the air or do something else. So let the revelation in my dream be coming from God, not from the way I'm seeing you. Say amen.
Amen.
Brothers will not talk, oh, but I'm angry, I will talk. Revelation. Say, we speak of the things that we have seen. You see, the problem is a lot of Christians want a magic button. There is none. God never bestows on any man anything for which process has not played his part. God does not bestow on any man upon which process has not played his part. So don't play games. We still have people who are making career mistakes. Eh? And by the grace of God, your pastors, myself, Pastor Omi, we have Pastor Bara here, we have Pastor Kwe, look at Pastor Buk. We have very knowledgeable people here, even in the organization here. If you say you are doing anything that is in IT, in this place, and you don't know some people in this church, you are playing. Yes. Because even I go to them for counseling and they lay hands on me. There are things I cannot do in this church if I don't talk to Shem. As far as IT is concerned. Or Bro Bimbo. Or Bro Muiwa. There are. You see. It is safe for me to categorize as pride. Anybody who comes into a community of people and does not relate with anybody after service. Yeah. Because there are opportunities that may be presented to me, I will never discuss them with you because I don't know who you are. Or you go and embarrass me. I consulted for one company. When we were done, the person who referred me, who by the way never spoke to me anyway, before I was recommended, and when we are done, never said anything to me. Just later I realized the person who got me to be part of that consulting team called that person and said, "Ooh, say Pastor Gwenga's job was excellent," and started commending me. But was it completely my job? No, I had a team. My wife was there, Kemi was there. We had a team of people who were working together. But I was commended that out of all the other consultants that came to that company, even from the document we presented, the document, when you look at it, you can tell a consultant did this. It's different. But they didn't call me. They called the person who said, why don't you talk to so-so person? And they said, no, I can't do it. Talk to Pastor Gwinga. Every opportunity is a learning process. Don't say no. Tell them yes. Then go and learn it. Especially if it's something that will boost you and move you forward. Take it as an opportunity. Go and take $200, $250. Go and pay for a quick course and quickly do that thing and learn it. And then use YouTube and ChatGPT to augment. There are things only revelation will show you. You are, listen. Naked you came into this world, and can I also tell you why walking through this earth you are alone? Because what my reverend father told me those days was that naked I came into the world, and naked I shall be when I'm being buried. And now I realize that even when it comes to the matter of this life, I'm actually alone. Because when I go into the clinic and they inject me, I'm the only one feeling the pain. When they say I want to take out your blood, I don't like needles. I don't play at that level. Don't touch me. You understand? Don't touch me. I don't like needles. God, you will not be looking for my vein. Your veins are very tiny. Do your job. That's why you went to nursing school and for 3 years. Do your job. Don't stop poking me. I'm so sorry, sir. Do you have a problem with touching my hand? Please get out. Get me the doctor. I'm the one feeling the pain. Madam, how long have you been doing this job? Please, can you get me the doctor? Say, no, don't worry, sir. No. Don't play with me. Because I'm the one feeling the pain. You are not only in this world, not only did you come to this world alone. Actually, on this your journey, you are alone. So if I were you, you will join the bandwagon of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Put up Genesis chapter 1. I think we are already in verse 3. Revelation. Now, while speaking about revelation, I need to let you know that revelation is not a cheap commodity. Who you need to become, because some of you now, I need to provoke you today. I want you to be angry. That the reason why you are the way you are is because you are lazy, you are laid back, you are not friendly, you don't even know what you are doing, you are incompetent, you have no drive, you have no passion, you just want God to come and do it, and God said he won't do it. They gave a man a prophecy. The younger, Esau and Jacob. He said, the older shall serve who? The younger. What did they do? They rearranged the destiny. Why the other one was saying, nothing do you, 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 nothing do you. He was perambulating. No, no, no value for destiny. So what are you doing? Say, I'm preparing food. He did not know that destinies can be transferred through food. He didn't know. It's not African magic that taught us that one. We saw it in Genesis. For those of you that can eat anywhere, say, after I prayed on it. You better know your anointing. There are things Yvonne can eat, you cannot eat. Because Yvonne has been doing VG for the last 7 days. If she eats it, it is protein. You have been watching Love of My Heart on Netflix. Season 8. And the thing is 16 seasons. You want to... Maybe you are here now. The only time you are spiritual is when you are in church. As you are going. you now. They switched the destinies. But when the other brother realized destiny has been switched, what did he do? He started walking. The father told him, He said, you will bow before your brother. Is that not what he said? When the brother said, give me even one blessing. People are playing. People are playing. They think they are following God. People are playing. There's one useless woman that has been on Dr. Lukoya's case for a while. And I wonder, the woman will not rest. Say this, day of social media. Now she's in Kirikiri. Your destiny is not far away from the kind of destiny your friends have. If your friends are confused people, always planning, never carrying out, never doing anything, or your friend is the one that is always depending on you to start before he starts, that group, they are not going anywhere. So this year, we can be acquaintances, but you are not my friend. So don't worry, it's not a bad thing. Any day we'll see, we'll greet. Who was Joseph's friend? What kind of advice do you think his friend would have given him? All this suffering you are going through, why don't you just, let's use wisdom. You understand? This woman now, this Potiphar's wife, maybe she's the one God will even use to give you your citizenship. I know it's not right, but, what you are suffering too much. No father, no mother. Or when he went to prison, he would have been palming, you palm some of the food. After there is prison food. Palm some of, do you know what palming is? Please, I beg, help me. When I say, hey, Colobi, hey, okay, sorry, Gen Z millennial, sorry. What? Please, do you know what palming is? I need to be sure that I'm not running my. Please, who understand what palm? Now you better look at me as if I came from another planet. So you colobi the thing. Nobody will. It's prison food. Is it not government food? Is it not national cake? You would have disqualified it. There are many people who will never know the weight of their destiny until they die and they go to hell. They will not see what they lost because they could not control their appetite. It is revelation that will tell you what you can eat and what you cannot eat. It's revelation that will tell you who you can fight and who you can't fight. Some people are loaded in the spirit. You go after them. I called a man on Tuesday or Wednesday. I said, is this Mr. Polonisho? I said, okay, yeah. I said, I want you to know I'm coming after you. I said, I don't fight anybody without telling them. I said, I give you 2 weeks. If you don't do 1, 2, 3 things, I said, I will not fight you in the spirit. You see, EFCC, I will use to carry. Let them do the fight. I don't want to pray this time. Let EFCC do their work. It's not everything we pray about. There are people you cannot go against. Somebody will go on a live stream. DK. See the name. DK. You went. Somebody saw his wife in Canada where she was dressed like a prostitute. The woman, the other woman that they were doing the live stream together, yesterday I saw it on the news. US government says she should pay the other man of God $300,000. What do you call those things? That you pay the other party. Compensation? Damages. The woman that was doing live stream, she and her husband fainted in the courtroom. There are people you don't go against. Before you go against anybody, ask the person, which authority is backing this person? Is it political? Is it spiritual? Is it what? But the question is you. What is backing you? When you say, I know who myself, excuse me, is that a quotable quote or is it reality? Because you cannot manipulate any power for which you don't have revelation about. You cannot make use of any authority. There's a difference between talent, spiritual gift, and anointing. And if you don't know the difference, you will know that the one that gives you authority is anointing. You can have a gift from God, but if you are not spiritually inclined, your gift will only operate at a particular level. But when there is an anointing that makes that gift to function, as you are saying it, you will be seeing it. Revelation is the foundation for dominion. And wherever there is no revelation, you will see darkness. Another word for darkness, confusion. Pastor, I don't know if I should marry him or not. Pastor, I don't know if I should marry her or not. Confusion, darkness, there's no revelation. Pastor, I don't know if I should go left or go right. Everybody's going to this country. Should I go? Is it my money? Go. When you get there, you now realize that you can't speak the language. They are speaking Polish. Polish. You did not learn English in Nigeria. You did not learn French. Which other global language do we have? Okay, let's say Portuguese. You now took yourself to Poland, no German. From the airport, you're already confused. Now, you are here. Everybody speaks English. You did not make it. You now went to Poland. And you refuse to learn language. My brother, what shall we say to these things? But if God sends you to a place, even to a place, a people of a strange tongue, do you know he will back you? One of our Apostle Arimel's sons went to Brazil. I don't know if you saw that guy online. Was the Lord sent him to serve as a missionary in Brazil. And the program where he was supposed to preach, the crusade, the interpreter did not show up. So they put him on the altar. And the Lord said, just release yourself. I will use you like that. There's nobody in the congregation that understands English. They speak Portuguese. So, and he opened his mouth and began to speak in tongues. And for the first time in his life, till today, he speaks Portuguese language. He preached that message. In fact, I saw him, Apostle Ahmed, put him on the stage and told him to speak to the people. So he started to speak the language as if he, not as though he was speaking in tongues, but he now understands the codes were written upon his heart. He now speaks fluent Portuguese because he was sent. He didn't learn it. So you have the sovereign move of God. And if you build your life on miracles, you will not go far. Because miracles are not everyday tonic. They are the prerogative of God. But when you follow the principles of heaven, as detailed in the word of God, this is how God wants you to serve him. This is how he says, serve the Lord your God with all your heart, and he will bless your bread and your water and remove sickness from the midst of you. Are you serving God? That's the first question. Are you serving God? Or do you serve him when you like? Those are the things you need to be looking at. When he says, I will bless your bread and your water, I will remove sickness. Because even the doctors have told us that 90% of all sicknesses are food-based. 90% of all sicknesses today are diet-based. The person who told you to eat breakfast every morning was a farmer. Do you know that? Do you know that, sir? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that, sir? My sister, my brother, do you know that? The man was having low sales. People were not buying his products in America. He now went to pay doctors to do advert that breakfast is the most important meal. So they started buying cheese and eggs and all those things. And his business started moving again. The man is dead, but we are still following him. The scripture says it is an evil thing for a king to eat in the morning. Hello? It's an evil thing for a king, to a prince, to eat in the morning. Pastor, you don't know me. I don't eat there. I cannot function. Am I saying you should not eat? No. I'm saying even when you want to eat in portions. Don't eat like a thief. There are people that when they eat, even Satan is amazed. That wow. When you are eating, people say, well done, no. They are not greeting you. They are telling you, Oga, we have observed you. Stop. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I just darkness, confusion, depression, not knowing what to do are emblems of darkness. The Bible says, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And then God said, let there be what? So the light there speaks of revelation, speaks of illumination, speaks of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The problem with this is that you cannot get this thing if you are outside the circumference and the hibernation of the Holy Spirit. Before the Holy Spirit was able to bring light, what did it? The Bible said the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the deep. What is that? Speaking about meditation. Speaking about spending time in God's presence. What is that saying? Talking about prioritizing God's presence. Not just when you say you are praying, but even when you are busy doing other things. You spend time. You see, the things that I'm saying, they are easy for you to hear. But to put it to practice, you will now realize that it's not cheap. Are you here? So you will make a decision. Because I have made a decision. I'm going to give my best. I'm going to make, see, who works with me or doesn't work with me doesn't matter. Because when I stand before him, my judgment will be my own. I don't want to be a Christian again. I'm tired. Church is fake. I'll shake your hand. It's all right. I wish you the best. Because your life will either be a testimony of God's faithfulness or a warning for others not to be like you. You will decide. Where there was no church, I've gone to churches. So, when I was going to Apostolic Faith, you know, Apostolic Faith, we don't beat drum there. The pastor there knew my name. I went there, introduced myself as a young boy. I'm Brother Gbenga Shafe. He said, okay, where do you live? I said, I live down there across the road. So I said, this is my first. I said, how are you? We have Bible study. I said, I'll come on Tuesday. I did not say, hey, do you have online version? No. Let me tell you. If you're a member of this church and they are online listening now, and or if you give to this church from wherever, whatever country you belong to or you are, and you are not opportune to be here, but you have been blessed here, I'm your pastor. If you simply go online to watch my messages, I'm not your pastor, I'm your fan, or you are my fan. You understand? The work of a pastor allows me enter into your personal space and tell you are wrong. If I cannot do that to you, if I tell you are wrong and you are angry and you walk away, I was not your pastor. Yeah. That's why people like prophets and apostles, because those ones, they don't care about, they just prophesy and walk away. That's why the pastor feels the need to tell you what you need to hear so you can like coming to church. Why must you like coming to church? When I trek 2 hours as a 10-year-old Christian going to church and my parents told me to stop following Jesus, what was the, did I think there would be a benefit in it for me? Why should I pamper you? I look back now and ask, like, what was even pushing me then to go to church? Nobody wanted me to go to church. Nobody would have cared if I didn't go to church. Something just, and I was checking 2 hours. Now, if I commit a sin, I think God will not forgive me. Do you know where we are coming from? Eba me forgive. Make we not forgive her. Make we do restitution. Make we forgive her. And I was going to those fellowship pastor, Buki. I was not a preacher. I'll sit down in front. Listen to the word of God. We'll pray. Nobody will tell me, Brother Gbenga, come and round up. I just came because I wanted to be a Christian. That's all. Today you massage people's ego because they're angry. Angry when souls are not being won. We'll now organize committee. So what happened? And when she stepped on me, I now tried to caution her. She now got angry. We used 3 hours to settle. Check all of them. None of them is in the evangelism team. Or prayer team. No revelation. This year, from, in fact, today, you are going to be a different person. Don't just say amen. What that means is that you'll be like me. You'll be very serious. No drama. Once they come, just tell them, it's okay. Just tap him. Say, Eunice, I understand you. We'll talk later. Don't let them land, because you'll be there for 3 hours. Most of us are playing games. Did you see God come into Genesis chapter 1 and started crying? What happened? Where are the angels I kept here? How much did we spend to do all this work? Except if I did not use all my heart. If I don't lie, look up. These people. When you finish crying, what next? What next? Is this how you are going to be crying? This is how you be crying. You cried last year. Cried 3 years ago. Is this how you've not changed? Not learned anything. Cry. Just came. He looked at the situation. Step back. The Holy Spirit. He started to over. Zehekoto. What it means to over now? Zehakatala. Rebele konosafatia. Are you with me? You will begin to incubate a new atmosphere. Not complain, because depression is powerful. This thing is not working, but we will not change it like this. Zekalaba. Nobody gets married in this family. Rabale sofedia. Zakata. Leboborosata. We only know when we start the prayer. We are not really sure when we'll be done. Rabele konosata. This one shall be as one of these. That was the prophecy of David when he saw Goliath. He said, I killed a bear. He said, even this Goliath will be like the bear. Azahala. Robefeto. You see, when you read Genesis 1, you must know the direct implication and application. What I'm telling you now is that you want the Spirit of God to over. Rabele sota. Zoketea. Bararata kudevezia. Day one, de kalabara, zevedele zopadia. You have a baby that is always having one kind of skin rash. You grab the baby. This next 7 days, rabele noza, zahedaga, lebrosotea. The Bible says, for that no one knows what is in the heart of a man's spirit except the spirit that is within him. So we don't know where this problem is, but we are going to go through the spiritual method and we are going to get a spiritual diagnosis. Azebele no sota, rabia nakata, ezohita, mahia lekona, izaketelia, ribisavira. The way you are praying and people come to you to tap you, sorry, where did you keep that matches? It's because there is no fire. There's a way you will be praying. If someone enters, they'll turn back. No, you can't talk to this one. You can't talk to this one. Do you see what I'm saying? It's fervency of spirit. Some people, even when they are praying the spirit, their husband will come and tap them around 11 p.m. Alpha. 11 p.m. No shame. He even heard you praying. Shanda, he said, you'll continue your prayer later. Why are you looking at her? I'm telling you, some people don't get shame. Some brothers, they don't get shame. So where do you keep the iPhone charger? Can't you see that I want to pray? In your mind. See, this man is a useless person. You just give him the charger. But when he comes to you, say, hey, Kalaba, Zelevela, Araba, Lezakadiaza, you must be the devil to stop me. Bazela, Rekadaze. If you know he has no shame, he must still talk. You just hold his hand. Hold his hand. Barande Sepale, Zoki. So he knows that this is my wife. You have to stay away from her anytime she's praying, because anything in front of her, she will grab it. See, sometimes it's not that God's power is not on you, but even the devil doesn't think you are serious. He thinks you are playing. You can stop your prayer to chat with a friend. You can stop your prayer to pick a call that you know that you can still call the person back. It's not an urgent something. an urgent request. Somebody wants to settle a quarrel. You are praying. You stop your prayer. No. Wait for your turn. You must demonstrate. The heavens must register your seriousness. You see, God watched. He took a while. Then he finally spoke and said, "Let there be light." He didn't say it immediately. He allowed the atmosphere to become condensed. Because why you are being hibernated, or why the Spirit of God is offering instructions, scriptures will be coming to your mind like thoughts. You need to write them down. If you say you will do it later, you will not remember. Come on, are you blessed this morning? There's no point reading the Bible if you don't know what to do with it. There's no point. People are reading the Bible and they are cramming scriptures. They are reading daily guide, daily manner, daily whatever. And then nothing is working daily for them. If you read the scriptures, you must know what to do. That's why Bishop Edikube will tell you. He said it is not the hearers of the word that are blessed. It's the doers. It's the doers. It's a tap your neighbor, say the doers. If you are beside, it will hit you. But that hitting is also instruction. He says the doers of the word. Doers. He said in 1982, Wad Kaduna. He will tell you how he got there. Some people heard the story, they didn't hear the instruction. Think we came to tell stories? See, you may never have a one-on-one opportunity Bishop Edekpo till he dies. But I'm here and I'm telling you now. There is nothing God will put in the hands of any man if you have not passed the test of process. There is nothing. Even Satan will know you are a risk. A high risk. So we need to pray and ask the Lord to open the thresholds of revelation. Because the gateway of revelation, there's one man that controls it. He's the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? And do you know what I found out? Even among us pastors, we know those who are a bit more proficient in that area. You don't have to be a prophet, too. Huh? You don't have to be a prophet. It was yesterday, last Sunday, when Pastor Ayo sat here, that he just tapped me and said, "You are preaching a prophetic stream." He told me here. He didn't tell me before. I was planning to rest at home that day. I said, okay. He now called me back. He said, "Don't preach too much, prophesy." I said, you know, prophecy is not preaching. Prophecy, you must become a live channel where you are able to hear the heavens. But my own gift doesn't work without the word of God. And it doesn't work. So if I can't get the word of God, I must get worship. But I can't prophesy until I've preached most times. So I have to preach. You know? And that ministration that night, I know people that came to me and said they got instant healings. There's no need to make noise. I'm just telling you that if you fail the process, if you refuse to go to the process and you are going for meeting up and down, attending conference will not substitute what you are supposed to do. Let me repeat. It's good to go for conference. It will not substitute what you are required or expected to do. This exam has 5 questions. Number 1, requirement. Number 2, requirement. Sometimes you will have 10 questions. They will not tell you answer 1, 2, and any other one. You just moved as you are led by the Spirit. You now failed. Your answers were right, but they didn't meet the requirement of the exam. Please pay attention. God will not pull revelation in the hands of an unskilled person. That is why you must go through the process and learn how to be friends with God. He said, "For the man that you have taken his wife is a prophet." And the man they were referring to as a prophet was Abraham, who God says, "He is my friend." The first prophet was a friend of God. The law of first mention. You cannot play in the corridors of revelation if you are far away. You cannot do it with 1 minute message. Are you blessed? So, I'm not going to encourage you this morning. Second service is for that one. Go and review your whatever you do, your 24 hours. And ask yourself, how much productivity will I get out of this activity, this one. Go and review and ask yourself, how can I rearrange every 24 hours and have a revelation base for each day. When is the best time? Currently, if you talk to me on WhatsApp, the chances you might get a response from me is very low. Because now I realize that one of the greatest enemies in my life is WhatsApp. So some of you will remember, you probably have sent me a message, I have not responded. It's not that me, I abandoned the thing. If you really want to talk, call me. Or send it. In fact, best one, send a voice note. Because sometimes people just want to talk. Go straight to the point. I'm on top of a tree. I can't be using one to hold tree and using the other. Just send a voice note. I will never be the same again. I'm a spiritual giant. I am forged in fire. I have the Holy Ghost in me. I am a disciple of the Holy Ghost. I am a child of the Holy Ghost. My eyes are open. My eyes are open. I am able to see into the corridors of heaven. My ears are open. I hear clearly. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Zahi ala rabba sefelena sota. Rabela no hosala ketan nemerate sifa. Rabelen sekani alada. Rabelen sufadia nekasata. Rabelen sotala gani merote siya. Leba rabele vekuno sihita ineka la barasete. Ande bere kunda hisete ina kisala. The wells of revelation, the wells of divine revelation flowing from within my spirit, for out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Are you praying? There is a fervency I'm looking for and I'm not seeing it. Azabelene fasalelelele borosataya. Rabele fekosota katalina makuza katalina marate keseta. Rabele keteketeke sokatala namasotal. Rabele fekuna kasitaina. Rabele kuna kasota. Let the river of revelation. The river of revelation. Zabele kete sotala. Rabele fesokataya. Rabele fekotositaya. Zahita la da kaseta. Leprekete ketele kunosota. Leprakatale. Zokataya. Leprandosota. Leprosefedia. Begin to pray yourself into the spirit of revelation. For he said, our eyes, our heart burned within us while he spoke to us. Rabila kunetasa, you will know what to do. Zakatalen, rabila no sutaya, rabele gede gede bolo sotali, zagada balagada balazuka taya, rabele verelelelelele. Yeah.
Received the word and heaven has marked your moment. This week you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.